We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Morgan, how many times are you working out during the week? Like during a weekday?
One.
One time a week?
Yeah.
And then you'll get a session in on the weekend too, right?
Yeah. Typically, my workout schedule is Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Okay. I usually don't work out on the weekend. I'll work out maybe three times a week. Tops. I try to get four in there, but it usually ends up being three a week.
Yeah.
And sometimes two. And other weeks, maybe just one.
Yeah.
And then other weeks, none at all.
Right. It fluctuates.
Yeah. It's not consistent at all. And I was just thinking about this morning because I packed my backpack this morning and it just angers me the things that I have to remember. It's like, okay, I got my workout shorts.
Yeah.
Here's a workout shirt. Do I have my water? Yes. Headphones. You know, and if you forget something, it's so irritating when you, especially when I forget my headphones.
I was going to say, so what did you forget today?
I didn't forget anything today. I think I have everything today, but I plan on working out after the show today. But I'm just reading this new workout study that says for people that struggle or prefer not to work out during the work week, you could get away with only doing weekend only workouts. So what is recommended for the average person is 150 minutes of workout a week,
mm-hmm.
Workouts a week, 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity a week. And if you cram that in on the weekend, you might be able to get the same benefits as if you work out whatever your regular routine is during the week.
Love to hear that.
So you could take 5 days off, but the key is that you'd have to go in on Saturday, mm-hmm. and you'd have to go to the gym on Sunday and somehow get at least 75 minutes of vigorous workout or 150 minutes of moderate workout.
See, I don't like doing it back to back. You have to have a recovery day for your little muscles.
That's true as well.
So I usually go on a Saturday, then wait a couple days, and go on a Tuesday. But I know once I have kids, my Saturdays are no longer going to be my own. So that's why I'm really enjoying this in the present moment that I'm in right now.
It sounds great. It sounds terrific. But I'll never do it.
Yeah.
I'll never leave the house and go to the gym on a Saturday or a Sunday because my brain will take over and convince me somehow not to do it.
Right.
Because I'm lazy.
I get it. You need to also relax and rest and recharge. It's okay.
There's no way to hack it. I just got to get to the gym after work. That's it. That's it. I just got to get my mind wrapped around that. Got to go after work. It's the only way.
You can do it.
Yeah. I can do it.
You can.
Leave Linda's waking up to the Q Morning Show.
Awesome way to wake up.
It's Morgan and Bill.
So much good music. I love it.
On Q104.
Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill just getting started this morning. Hollywood Dirt Sheet. Let's jump into that with Morgan. It's brought to you by Self.Inc. What's going on this morning, Morgan?
Should we get the worst one out of the way or should we save it for last?
Yeah, let's end on a good note. So if there's bad news, let's cover it now. Let's rip off the Band-Aid.
It's just shocking, honestly. So you know Tom Sandoval, right?
Yes,
I do. You've heard the name?
Well, yes, but only because you've spoken about it many times.
Right. Well, Tom Sandoval is apologizing after comparing his cheating scandal to O.J. Simpson and George Floyd. He is getting slammed online. He had a profile in the New York Times. He compared the attention that his cheating scandal on the show Vanderpump Rules got to O.J. Simpson's trial and George Floyd's murder.
Okay. Because I wouldn't even compare O.J. Simpson and George Floyd.
No.
Those are two very separate events.
Very different things.
Yeah.
So this is what he said. He was asked why he thought this scandal got so big in the media. And he said, I'm no pop culture historian, really, but I witnessed the O.J. Simpson thing and George Floyd and all these big things, which is really weird to compare this to that, I think. But do you think in a weird way it's a little bit the same?
No, I don't, Tom.
Oh my gosh, people are losing it, rightfully so. For what it's worth, he issued an apology immediately. He wrote, my intentions behind the comments were to explain the level of national media attention that my affair received.
Also, don't agree with that.
The comparison was inappropriate and ignorant. I'm incredibly sorry and embarrassed.
Yeah, I can't even put Tom's, what Tom Sandoval is going through right now, I can't even put the media attention to the level that OJ and George Floyd received.
I almost think, truly, honestly, I think he's losing his mind. Because every time that he does an interview, which for some reason is more often these days, he says stuff like this. And it's just completely out of the, it is not reality at all. He is not living in reality.
Unless he's just saying those things to provoke.
Who would say something like that? I mean, you never know, truly, yeah. In today's day and age. Okay, let's move on to something a little lighter. Justin Timberlake announces an upcoming song. He is teasing a new song off his upcoming album, Everything I Thought It Was. It's called Drown. He posted a little snippet on his Instagram playing the piano and singing it.
Got caught up in a tide, all the tears you've cried. You know I was blinded by my heart, sinking from the side. Should have never followed you as far. Now I'm in the deep end. You let me drown. You didn't even try to save me.
No, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm not feeling good about that song. I thought that Selfish would be doing better than it's doing.
Yeah, and you know, we had a lot of opinions about Justin Timberlake being mad at Britney fans, saying you guys are stealing my thunder. But seeing how the song is doing, like, on the charts, did they? I think they kind of did.
Or maybe Selfish isn't as good as we thought it would be.
But I think it's really good still. I still listen to it on my own.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I'm not going to walk that back. I said it would be a smash,
yeah.
And it has not been a smash, but I don't think that Drown is going to do any better than Selfish.
Well, that song is going to drop on Friday, so we'll be able to hear the whole thing, and the entire album drops on March 15th. And last but certainly not least, Hoda Kotb professes great love for Kelly Rowland despite her Today Show walkout. So Kelly Rowland has been catching some heat for bailing last week on her guest hosting duties for the Today Show. The artist apparently left after she didn't like the dressing room that she was put in. Despite being labeled a diva by some, Hoda, you know, the actual host of Today, expressed no hard feelings towards Kelly Rowland.
I just want to say this. I have great love and admiration for Kelly Rowland. Mm-hmm. I adore her. And I want her to come back on our show. And I
She's
want her to host again.
Any
of course
time.
She is. Of course she is.
She's
she can
best.
Share my dressing room. We'll be in it together.
I don't think she would want that. Didn't you hear? Kelly wants her own dressing room.
Exactly.
She doesn't want to share one with Hoda.
Anything else you need, Hollywood and more, is up at Q104.com. You can get it there and always on the free Odyssey app.
J-Lo tickets after 9 this morning on the Q Morning Show.
I love radio because it plays all my favorite songs and it wakes me up in the morning.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill. So working on this morning show, this is very consistent. We are privy to lots of survey results and someone does research on this show. I don't know who's doing all the research, but they always get some pretty interesting tidbits. And Morgan found something this morning that has to do with Gen Z.
I was really surprised by this.
What is the result of the survey?
93% of Gen Z workers admit to ghosting a job interview.
Ghosting
yes.
a job interview.
So, do you know what that means? Should I break it down for maybe somebody who doesn't know what that means?
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
So let's say I'm Gen Z and I have a job interview and I decide to skip it.
Yeah.
Would that be ghosting a job interview?
Skipping it without reaching out, without saying, hey, I'm not going to be there. You're like a ghost in the night. Poof, gone. No explanation why.
Okay. My first natural reaction is, man, that's dumb.
Yeah, why would you do this?
I don't know. Does it say, like, does it only have the results or does it have an explanation
no,
on why?
No, so the main reason why, and this is dumb too. It says, per the survey, it makes people feel in charge of their career.
Okay. I think that you can still be in charge of your career by typing a nice email and say, thank you for the job interview opportunity. However, I'm not going to be able to make this interview.
Right.
Good luck in your job search.
Almost half of those spoken to admitted they will do it again.
Yeah, I don't really understand this. Look, I understand when you're an employee and you have the job, maybe you don't have to be like super loyal to your company. Maybe you have issues with your company. Maybe you feel like you've been treated bad by your mm-hmm. company. Still, I think there's some common courtesy that comes into play here.
Yeah.
Especially with if you're in the job, I think it's great that there's so many jobs out there right now where you can just skip out on job interviews when you get one. That's not always going to be the case. Also, keep this in mind. The person who is supposed to interview may have taken the time to prepare for your interview.
Absolutely.
And now you're leaving
them
hanging.
It's rude. It's totally rude. If you apply for the job and you get an interview, you should at least take the interview. Like you said, you can later then turn it down if you don't want it. But also, I mean, especially when you were younger and trying to, you know, get your foot in the door, a lot of times interviews were just practice for the job that you would actually end up getting.
That's a good point. I've done some practice interviews
Same.
Before, knowing that I would probably never take the job if offered it. But I would go on the job interview just to sharpen up my interview skills.
Exactly. But get ready for the follow-up questions. Make sure that your resume is get it right, get it tight, all the things. But no, they're just ghosting completely.
Yeah.
I could never.
Unless I'm missing something here.
My guilt would never let me do it. I would feel so guilty.
Talking to the 93% of Gen Z here, that is really rude.
And they're going to do it again.
Don't do it again.
Don't do it again. Just send the email. It's going to be okay.
You've got Q104 this morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. It's Morgan and Bill. So is it ever okay to curse out your SO?
No.
Your husband, your wife, your spouse? Never okay?
Never.
I can think of two reasons off the top of my head. Number one, if you catch them cheating.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's true.
I think that you have permission to just unload whatever word you want to say after that moment,
okay,
right?
True. Okay.
And then the second moment is what happened to me yesterday.
So you cussed your wife out yesterday.
Yes, she deserved it. I don't even apologize for it.
What did she do?
So yesterday I get home from work and my wife Paula is getting ready for work. So she's going to be leaving like in the next few minutes. She's like, what are you going to be doing? I said, well, it is getting nicer out there. It's getting warmer. The sun is shining. I'm going to take Myrtle for a walk.
Okay.
Myrtle is our 3-year-old dog. So I get the leash and I get Myrtle all ready to go. I get my headphones in so I'm listening to a podcast or whatever I'm doing. So I've got that. So I'm walking down the street and I get to the corner and I want to cross the street, right?
Yes.
And I cross the street and then I see a car pulling up at the light.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, beep!
Scared the life out of you?
And I jumped and look over. It's my wife, Paula, on the corner leaving for work.
Okay.
And I'm like, you mother bleeper!
No!
What in the bleep are you doing? You scared the crap out of me!
Was she just trying to be funny?
Yes, she's laughing her ass off.
Yeah.
At me. Just she's dying laughing.
Yeah.
Sitting there in the car, just laughing at me. I'm just standing in the middle of the road. I'm
frazzled.
Yeah. I'm shook up and I'm just like, I'm just kept going.
Right. Oh my gosh. You can't say it on the air.
I can't even provide you with a transcript of everything that I said.
No, I still think not appropriate to cuss out your wife under those circumstances.
She deserved it.
But it's probably because I was terrorized as a child, and my dad did that every time I got out of the car. So I'm a little desensitized.
Would bleep the horn?
Yeah. Literally, every time I'd go to school, I'd get out of the truck to go into the church. He was always honking at me, scaring the crap out of me. So I'm used to it by now.
Yeah.
Why do our loved ones like to do that to us?
I don't know. And then I texted her later. I texted her more bad words later. It's terrible of you to do that.
Right.
So there's another couple that's going through some stuff right
now. It's not you and Paula?
No.
You guys aren't going to hash it out today?
No, this is Brittany and Freddie.
Okay.
So Brittany wants to take, the way that I understand it, Brittany wants to take their relationship to the next level. They've been together for a while.
Okay.
Like over 5 years.
Okay.
Wait until you hear Freddie's response to all that and what Freddie wants to do.
Oh, no. Are they going to break up on our show?
Could this lead to a breakup? I'm not sure. Brittany and Freddie are going to hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. Let's get into Hash It Out. Two people that are in the middle of a disagreement right now. Today, it's a couple. So they are in a relationship. Brittany and Fred, or Freddie. Let's find out what the problem is first. Brittany came to us first. She sent us a DM. Brittany, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what's going on between you and Freddie, who, by the way, is here and is listening in. He will be able to respond in a second. But Brittany, you go first.
Okay. So Freddie and I have been talking about this a lot lately, but we are definitely not in agreement. So we need help with this, but we've been together for 6 years and are well into our seventh year of just, you know, we've been into like a serious relationship this. And I think it's time for us to seriously have a discussion about our future. Like, what's our next step? What's going on? And I think the logical next step for us is to get engaged and get married. And Freddie just doesn't agree. He's like arguing about this. And okay, so listen to this. His reason is because he wants to have kids first. That's his first thing.
He wants to have kids and then get married, or?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he thinks. If he gets married and then has kids, things won't work out. It would be too difficult to separate, and he doesn't want to make that mistake. And he wants to have like a trial run by having kids first, is basically what he's saying.
Okay. All right. I definitely don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
So thank goodness Freddie is here. There he is.
Yeah, hello, Freddie.
Clearing his throat. Freddie, good morning.
Good morning.
We have questions. Can you explain this to us? Why?
Sure.
Why would you want to have kids before you get married?
Okay, I totally understand that's like unusual, but you have to hear my side of this.
Okay.
So this is my theory. I'm like, you know, first off, it's 100% my intention on spending the rest of my life with Brittany. But I want to be careful here because we're having an amazing time. We both want kids, but I say let's have kids first. And this is the reason, okay? Kids change a relationship big time. And I think it would be easier if we separated, if we weren't married and we already have the kids.
Tell them why you think this way, Freddie.
Yeah, I'm getting to it. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you guys already sound like you're married.
No, I mean, I have to look at this from a practical standpoint because my parents got divorced when I went to college. My brother got divorced. He has kids, and both his kids are under the age of five. So let's face it, things, you know, Brittany and I, things are great now, but, you know, possibly things could change. And if we bring kids into this and it doesn't work out, it just makes things easier to walk away.
Do you hear, like, how this makes me feel?
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it makes me feel so great about our relationship that you have already thought about how it's going to end, when it's going to end, and why. And that it's how it's the easiest way for you to get out of it. Like, I don't know. It does not sound romantic.
I'm not saying it's going to end. I'm just being practical.
Yeah, you know, but you're already like
marriages end.
Yeah, you're already initiating that it could end instead of just thinking about how it can go right. You're like already like, yeah, it's so we need to have kids just so I be protected.
All right, Freddie, I have some questions. Here's my first question to you. So let's say that Brittany agrees to your plan and you guys have kids. Maybe you have two kids. Like, what is the timeline that you feel safe enough to get married to Brittany? Would that ever happen?
No.
You don't
I don't think it would. No. I think that's kind of the point.
I wouldn't even say there is a timeline, because if we have the kids and things are going great, then we can move into that next step. But, you know, we'll fry that fish when we get there.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yes. It's an apropos statement to make, especially during this Lenten season. Fry that fish when we get there. Okay, so here's another question then. Freddie, let's say, again, that Brittany goes along with this plan. You guys have kids. You are 100% right. Kids do change the relationship. So let's say it doesn't work out between you and Brittany. Are you saying that you're walking away from the entire relationship and your kids as well? Or how is that going to work in your mind?
Oh, no. Definitely not. Don't. Put that out there like that. I'm still the dad. I'm still going to be responsible. You know, we'll share custody and stuff like that. But that's the only thing. I mean, Brittany and I right now, things are great. But I think if it does come to that, it would benefit her as well as me.
She doesn't see the benefits of it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like you know your relationship is going to change when you have kids. Everyone's relationship changes.
Change a lot of relationships.
But Freddie, it's like it's not a prerequisite. Like, you don't get to see how the relationship changes before you have kids and then decide if you want to commit to it or not. The commitment has to come first.
216-474-0104. Have you ever heard of this way of thinking by Freddie? To have kids first, and then we'll see how it goes. If the kids thing works out, then maybe we'll get married. I have never heard of this
before. Yeah, me neither.
I also think that it's not as easy as Freddie is making it say. I think there's going to be legal custody issues here. Let's dive into Freddie's thought process first. 216-474-0104. We're hashing it out next on Q104. Q104, Morgan and Bill, what do you think about Freddie's logic about his relationship with Brittany? We're hashing it out right now. Brittany wants, they've been together for seven years. Brittany wants to get engaged, get married.
Yes.
Move on to the next step. Freddie says, you know what? I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I do love you. But I think we should have kids first.
Yes.
And... if for
because
some reason
the relationship might change and he doesn't want to get married until he sees how the relationship is when kids are in the picture.
Taking your calls. Rachel in Cleveland, you're up first. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think about Hash It Out?
Okay. So I don't think that this idea protects either of them at all. It sets her up to potentially, Freddie, I know what you said about wanting to share custody, but like you said, kids change people. So it sets her up for failure there, and it sets you up.
Oh, we're losing Rachel.
Yes. But,
I do not think Rachel was on Freddie's side.
No, we can make that reference.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer during the day and hosting this morning show in the morning, but I was thinking that in the case where a couple isn't married, I thought the court always sided with the mother.
I don't know.
And maybe that's an outdated thing. I don't know if that's true or not. Katie is in Macedonia. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about Hash It Out?
Run, Brittany, run.
Oh, you're thinking that...
I think that there are so many red flags here. And what really stuck out to me with what he was saying was there was a lot of buts. I want to be with you, but.
Right.
Our relationship's great, but. Like, there's no commitment. There's no, this is like, he wants a way out. And that's like, it actually really, really breaks my heart for Brittany. Like, that's, you deserve so much better than that. You deserve somebody to say, hey, I want to be with you, and we're just going to make it work. Yes,
yes,
relationship's going to change with kids, but we're just going to choose to make it work. This, like, needing a way out and not wanting to commit yet and saying this, like, but things might change, but I might need to get out. No.
That's, okay.
Like, literally breaks my heart.
So you, so Katie and Morgan, you agree with Katie saying.
Yeah, I do.
Are you guys trying to end game this relationship?
It's just, if I were in her shoes and I wanted to get married and settle down and my partner said no, because I need to see what you're like as a mother, I would not feel confident in my relationship at all. And at that point, what is the point of continuing in a relationship? Especially, I'm going to assume, we didn't ask her, but I'm going to assume she's close to 30. Like, you got to move on with your life and find somebody who actually is going to commit to you and want to do these things with you.
Let's go to Morgan in Westlake. Morgan, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What were your thoughts when you heard Freddie's logic about relationships on Hash It Out?
I find it very sad, honestly. I agree with Brittany. I feel he's already planning the demise of their relationship. And if they've already been together for 6 or 7 years, I feel like it's time for that commitment, or past that time, in my opinion, for marriage. And I just feel like he's using it as an excuse to have kids first. I'm traditional, so as the saying goes, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes a baby and a baby carriage.
Oh, that's where that came from.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe Freddie's never heard that.
I find it so interesting, too, though, because, like, yes, it seems like he's looking for a way out. But if you have a child with someone, there's no way out unless you want to end up being an absent father, which I'm hoping Freddie doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, to be
fair. But
it's
like they're going to be tied together forever.
Freddie said that he would not be an absent father if it ever came to that, if he and Brittany ever ended the relationship and they have kids. He did say that.
Yeah.
Let's get the guy's perspective. And also, Matthew is listening in Cleveland. Matthew is with his girlfriend right now, and they have a child. They're not married. Matthew, how does that work out for you? Was it planned that way?
No, it wasn't planned that way. I got engaged. We want to get married. We want to take our time, but then we ended up, you know, she ended up getting pregnant to an amazing little boy, which I'm thrilled with. But marriage doesn't, not getting married, having kids before marriage doesn't matter because, like, you know, Morgan said, when you have a kid, that you have to take care of that child for the rest of your life. And, you know, he's saying that he doesn't want to risk anything, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You have that child. You're going to have court costs if you want to fight for custody. It can create more drama. So getting married or not, it doesn't really matter. He should just, in my opinion, get married if you've been in a relationship for that long.
All right. Thank you, Matthew. So I think we've given Brittany a lot to think about.
Definitely.
And we encourage you, Brittany, to let us know what you decide to do.
Absolutely.
I hate to see this relationship end, but Freddie's got to start thinking differently, I think.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Great to have you here this morning. We are the Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill, Battle of the Burbs on the way in just minutes. Let's get to a Hollywood dirt sheet. It's brought to you by Self.Inc. What do we got, Morgan?
Travis Kelce isn't in Australia with Taylor Swift yet. He's back in Las Vegas. Yesterday, fans were sure that Taylor's jet was heading to pick up the Kansas City Chiefs star, but Travis Kelce was on the golf course at the Wynn. He was in front of Lake Travis, to be exact. Swifties are just waiting for Taylor Swift and Travis to reunite since they haven't seen each other in about a week.
But wait,
I know, right? The horror. Kevin Costner and his ex-wife, Christine, officially finalized their divorce after a contentious split. So after a long battle, Kevin Costner's divorce from ex-wife Christine Baumgartner has been finalized. The pair were granted joint custody of their three children, the last step in their almost year-long case. Christine filed for divorce from the Yellowstone star last May, and sources say the financials of their divorce were settled last September. And in movie news, each member of the Beatles will get their own movie. Sam Mendes, who has made films like American Beauty and Skyfall, has announced he's making a separate biopic for John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. Each movie will tell the band's experience from each member's point of view all the way up till their breakup in 1970. Anything else you need, Hollywood and more, is up at Q104.com. Get it there and on the free Odyssey app.
All right, coming back with Battle of the Burbs and a chance to win Kung Fu Panda movie passes next.
Real life, real Cleveland. In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's meet our lovely contestants this morning. First up, we have Shannon in Uniontown, a graduate of Ravenna High School. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a first-time player?
Yes.
I can tell. Because the first-time players are really excited.
Excited. Yeah.
The ones that have played before, they're like, yeah, I've been there, done that. Laura is in Menor. Laura, good morning. A graduate of Rush High School. Welcome in, Laura.
Good morning.
All right, Shannon, Laura, it's a best of five question trivia challenge. Your name is your buzzer. We just lost Shannon.
No, I'm here.
Oh,
Shannon's here.
It's not on my screener anymore. It only says Laura. Okay, good. We're good. Okay.
Let's practice your buzzers. Shannon, go ahead and buzz in.
Shannon.
Okay, all beautiful. Right. Laura?
Laura.
There we go. Absolutely love it. Okay, question number one. Aquaman is from which city under the sea?
Shannon.
Shannon?
Atlantis.
Atlantis is correct. Question number two. What is the scientific process of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly called?
Laura. Shannon.
Laura?
Good. Good. Cocoon.
Oh, no.
No, sorry.
I hit the wrong button. No.
Nope.
Was that Shannon or Laura?
That was Laura.
That was me.
Okay, so Shannon, you want to give it a guess?
Metamorphosis.
That is correct. Metamorphosis. So you are leading right now with two.
Okay.
Question number three. Could win with this one. Which 2000s Disney star also had an album titled Metamorphosis?
I don't know. I don't know.
We'll do a buzzer on that one. Hilary Duff. Lizzie McGuire was the answer to that. Shannon still has two. Laura, not yet on the board. Question number four. What is the longest river in the United States?
Laura.
Laura?
Mississippi?
It's not the Mississippi. Shannon, you could win with this.
I think it's the Missouri.
It is the Missouri River, Shannon. Woo!
First time playing, yes. She wins the whole thing. Now, who had the phone a friend? Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now you've got Morgan, you've got Bill. It's the Q Morning Show. Good morning. So now am I allowed to say what you're doing today?
Sure.
Or you tell us what you're doing today.
I'm going to New York City. I was like, I know he's pulling up something over there. Unique New York. That's what me and David keep saying.
We got to get you into an empire state of mind.
Absolutely, yes.
Why are you going to New York?
I'm going to New York because I'm actually going to a little premiere party for a Bravo show this week, which is very exciting. My first one.
I'm surprised they invited you because you keep saying party.
That's just me being uncomfortable talking about it, I think.
Who let in the nerd?
Right, exactly. Exactly. No, I'm going to a premiere party for a show called Summer House on Thursday, tomorrow. But I'm flying out today after the show. Quick trip. I mean, I'm only going to be there for like a day, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to come back. But I got a notification about my flight this morning. First time ever that this has happened.
That you got a notification about your flight?
This specific notification.
Okay, what is it? Like, what notifications do you usually get for a flight? It's usually...
canceled.
Yeah.
Delayed. Yeah, all those things.
What did you get?
I'm, like, kind of shook right now.
Can I guess?
Yeah,
I
guess.
You've been upgraded to first class.
I'm sitting in first class.
Shut up. They upgraded you?
I swear.
You? Shut up.
I swear.
That actually happened? I was joking.
I've never sat first class in my life. Ever. And I don't know why. I have no idea. So
and David got upgraded to first class.
I'm going by myself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, David's not going. So just me. Maybe that's why I got upgraded, because I'm a solo traveler. But I picked my seat when I booked my flight like 2.5 weeks ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed yesterday when I went to check in that my seat was like 12C. That's the one that I picked. And I noticed yesterday when I checked in, it said 3D. I'm like, D? That's like up there. And I saw the zone and it said first. Mm-hmm. And I'm normally in like the fourth, you know, I'm normally the last one on the plane. So I looked it up and they sent me an email, free complimentary upgrade.
And so what does that get you though? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Because I have no idea. The only time that I've seen first class is when I'm watching a TV show or
Same.
A movie.
Same. Or when I'm walking past them, going to my seat back in economy.
But even then, it's because I fly Southwest a lot. Southwest doesn't have first class, right?
I don't know. I don't really fly Southwest. I'm going on Delta today.
Okay. Yeah, I've never really seen it. And so I'm wondering, like, what are the perks? Like, what are you going to get?
I don't know, but
Champagne?
I'm excited to find out.
Are they going to pour you some bubbly as soon as you get on the plane?
I have no idea. I mean, I've done the trek from Cleveland to New York a couple times. It's definitely, like, the smallest plane they have there. So it's not going to be, like, a lay-down bed or anything like that. But I'm excited.
Yeah.
I've never in my life sat in first class before.
Are they going to give you a hot towel as soon as you sit down?
I hope
hot
so.
Hot towel?
I don't know. I don't want to get my hopes up with all of these extra things.
Maybe you'll get a meal?
Somebody told me that they give you free alcohol, which is, like, I don't really utilize that.
That's legal. But
I would love coffee. Like, unlimited coffee, good coffee, Starbucks coffee.
Is airplane coffee really that good, though?
No, but Delta has Starbucks coffee.
There you go.
So, all right, yeah. Sorry, excuse me, I'm leaving to go first class on my plane to unique New York.
So follow Morgan at Morgan P Talks on her IG to experience her first class trip today.
My first
to New York City.
First class trip, baby.
And then in less than 50 days, the destination will be here.
True.
Cleveland is going to be on the map because it is the prime location, or one of the prime locations, for this solar eclipse.
Correct.
Now, I'm reading about it again this morning in the news. And again, I'm reading a story that just confuses me. Because there is someone that is saying, it's Elyria Township saying, plan to stay home if possible.
Okay.
Now, I'm thinking this is a mixed message.
Right.
Because, wait a minute, are we excited about the clips or are we all supposed to stay home?
Well, that's a great question.
I don't know. Let's get into this next. It's the Q Morning Show.
They make your day. They make you laugh.
Morgan and Bill.
It's like they've been friends forever.
And they're fun to listen to. The Q Morning Show. Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. I want to talk about this eclipse.
Okay.
Because we've been hearing about it for weeks now, if not months. Websites have countdowns on their website, so it's less than 2 months away, Monday, April 8th. There's nothing we can do.
Nothing I can say, a total eclipse
of the sun. And here's, I guess this is our first question. Number one, do you care about this?
Yeah, do people care?
Because we seem to care. We're talking about it. It's all over the news. It's in the news this morning. And this is what is confusing me, because Elyria Township has come out and basically they're saying, if you can stay home, stay home.
Right.
Don't go out for this eclipse.
Well, I think they're expecting big crowds, right?
Summit County has done the exact same thing. They're saying, stay home if possible, stay off the roads.
Yeah.
And I've looked around. There was another website that I looked at, and it's talking about what you should do for the solar eclipse. Stock up on food. So go to the grocery store a couple of days in advance.
Why?
Pick up your prescriptions the week before. Keep your cell phone battery charged.
Why? It's not the apocalypse.
That's how I'm reading this. And maybe I'm triggered because I lived in Florida 5 years and went through like a dozen hurricanes.
Yeah.
I feel like we're preparing for a hurricane.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Does it say why or does it just say to do those things?
I think it's because of the influx of people that are going to be in the region that weekend and that day. I think they're just being cautious.
They're doing it more out of convenience or trying to help plan your days. Not like out of necessity.
I think so. It's just a weird mixed message to me. It's like, it's the eclipse. This is going to be the biggest thing ever. Stay home. Don't you dare.
You better
go to the grocery store.
I honestly don't get it.
Gas up your car.
One of those people that I don't understand. What's all the fuss about?
There might be massive looting. Like it makes me scared because I'm thinking, all right, what's going to happen when it gets dark for 4 minutes?
Like, right. Are they 4 minutes, though.
Are they expecting looting?
I have no idea.
Crime waves? I don't know. So we intend to get to the bottom of this leading up to the eclipse. Like, we're going to talk to some officials, and we're going to get to the bottom of safety concerns and everything else.
Yeah, because we have a lot of unanswered questions at this point.
Right now, we just want to take your pulse on this. Where do you stand on this?
Do you care?
It's like an instant poll. 216-474-0104. That's the first question. Are you excited about this? Do you care about the solar eclipse?
Correct.
Number two, if you do, what are your plans that day? Like, do you plan on going somewhere to watch it? Or are you heeding all of the warnings that are coming out that says,
you're staying home.
Plan to stay at home. So you can text in. I've got a poll going right now on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. You can call in. Let us know what you're doing for the eclipse. 216-474-0104. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Instant non-scientific poll right now. What do you plan on doing on eclipse day?
Yeah, do you care about the eclipse?
Morgan and I have no idea what we're doing on the day of the eclipse. In fact,
there's
emails going around within the company and our bosses, like asking us, what do you want to do that day? And I'm kind of open to anything. But then I keep seeing like this news story where Elyria Township is just telling people to stay home.
Right. Because there's going to be so many people out and about.
It's like, well, maybe I should stay home. Maybe that's the responsible thing to do. Let's go to Sarah and Amherst. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you have planned for Monday, April 8th? Eclipse day.
So I work in downtown Cleveland on Mondays and Tuesdays, and I work for the federal government. And I feel like whenever something big going on like this happens, they usually tell us to stay home just because there are going to be a lot of people downtown. But I'll probably just go and act like it's a normal day. I mean, I don't really understand why people are freaking out about buying groceries. And I kind of have the same thought as you guys, like they're kind of treating it like the apocalypse.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to cause a panic here. It's just that I'm getting panicked when I'm reading these press releases coming out from cities and townships warning us to be extra cautious and extra safe. And I'm like, well, what might happen? You know, so that's the only thing that I'm kind of concerned about it at this moment.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate you calling in this morning. Let's go to Cindy in North Olmsted. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you have plans for Eclipse Day?
For Eclipse Day, I actually bought my glasses from the Metro Parks for $2. And then we're going to stay home. And I would like to keep my dog indoors with the drapes closed. I think maybe the freaking out is people looking at the sun when they're driving in the middle of it. It could be potentially dangerous, and that's why we're using these glasses.
True.
To protect our eyes. So
that's a good point.
That's a good point.
What is going to happen on the roads? Like, are people going to just stop their car?
Because that's how dark it is.
I think it's going to be pretty dark.
Well, won't your lights turn on?
I think the visibility is going to be weird. I think it's going to be something that we've never seen. I mean, really,
we don't know.
How do we know?
Yeah, we don't know.
We weren't around the last time we had a solar eclipse. Michelle in Bedford, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you have planned for April 8th?
So we're stoked. We're going camping. We reserved a site that's going to be right in the path of total eclipse. I've got two younger school-aged kids that have been learning about it in school. One of them went to the planetarium yesterday at the Natural History Museum on a field trip, came home talking about it all night. So we're going to be off the grid anyway. But we're super excited. We're pulling them out of school that day, and we're going camping for the weekend.
Okay.
That seems fun.
It might be a safe place to be, especially if the world just goes into chaos.
Right. I do think the warnings are a little excessive, but I understand. They just want people to be prepared.
You're going to be living in the woods like it's The Walking Dead.
Yeah. I just hope it's warm enough.
Yeah, really. That's the main concern, let's be honest.
It's April 8th. We have no idea. I mean, that's the other thing. It's like, what's the weather going to be like that day? It's also opening day. Or is it the home opener or is it opening day? I think it's the home opener for the Guardians. And, I mean, we've had beautiful weather for Guardians home openers. We've had snow.
Yeah.
2007. All right. So I promise we will get to... We're going to have officials on over the next couple of weeks that are going to tell us exactly what to expect, what to plan for the solar eclipse. And that way we're not freaking about,
we're not
out
wonder,
about it.
Yeah, right. Wandering around aimlessly.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. Yeah. Are you ready for that, Morgan?
Not really, to be completely honest with you.
You ready for this eclipse?
Not really.
Marky Mark, it's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. A chance to win Jennifer Lopez tickets. We have that for you coming up after 9 this morning. Let's get into all things entertainment. The Hollywood Dirt Sheet brought to you by Self.Inc. What do you have, Morgan?
Hoda professes a great love for Kelly Rowland despite her Today Show walkout. So Kelly Rowland has been catching some heat for bailing last week on her guest hosting duties for the Today Show. It has been alleged that she left because she apparently didn't like her dressing room. It wasn't up to her caliber. She wanted to switch green rooms, but Jennifer Lopez was in the other green room, so maybe she felt a little slighted. Despite being labeled a diva by some, Hoda, the actual host of Today, expressed no hard feelings.
I just want to say this. I have great love and admiration for Kelly Rowland. Mm-hmm. I adore her. And I want her to come back on our show. And I
She's
want her to host again.
Any
of course
time.
She is. Of course she is.
She's
she can
best.
Cheer my dressing room. We'll be in it together.
That was nice of Hoda to say. However, hey, Kelly Rowland.
Get a grip.
You're not even the biggest member of Destiny's Child. Beyonce would not pull this diva move.
Get a grip.
Come on, Kelly Rowland.
She might. You never know.
Beyonce? Might.
Yeah, she might.
I don't think so.
Speaking of Beyonce, she has debuted at number one on Billboard's Hot Country Songs and making history. So Beyonce's new song, Texas Hold'em, debuted in the top spot of Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart on Tuesday. Beyonce's other new country song, 16 Carriages, came in at number nine, marking her first ever number one single on the country charts. Beyonce becomes the only other solo woman with no accompanying artist to achieve the feat, next to Taylor Swift, whose songs Love Story, Taylor's version, and All Too Well, Taylor's version, hit number one in 2021, according to Billboard. This is going to shock you. You know I hate country music, right?
Oh my gosh.
I do. I hate it. I love these Beyonce songs.
Okay.
I listen to them all the time, especially Texas Hold'em. I love it. I love it. I'm a country girl all of a sudden. Thanks to Beyonce.
One artist. Right, but it's just one artist's songs. It's not like you're now the biggest, I don't even know country artist.
Yeah.
Besides the one that we play, Jelly Roll and
Morgan Wallen.
Lewis Clark.
Yeah. Lewis Clark.
I don't know.
No. No. Okay, let's get back to some pop music. Justin Timberlake has kind of released a little teaser for a new song called Drown. It's another song off his new album, Everything I Thought It Was. He posted a video on Instagram of him playing the piano while singing the song.
I could have been a dud, all the tears you've cried. You know I was blinded by my heart, sinking from the side. Should have never followed you this far. Now I'm in the deep end. You let me drown. You didn't even try to save me.
Oh, man. I'm not loving that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope that sounds better when he drops the actual track.
The problem is that I'm trying to decipher all the subliminal messages in the songs. You know, like, I was drowning. You didn't try to save me. I'm like, is he talking about public backlash? I don't know. Like, everything has a hidden meaning to me now because of everything that's gone on in the past year with Justin Timberlake.
Maybe he's referencing that his album sales are drowning.
I don't know. Maybe. What a dad joke that was. That song comes out on Friday. The entire album will drop March 15th. Anything else you need, Hollywood and more, up at Q104.com. Get it there and on the Odyssey app.
After 9 this morning, a chance to win tickets to see Jennifer Lopez.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
You could be the next viral sensation.
Real life, real Cleveland. Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.